From KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. And now for an improbable phone call. Listen to this. See if something sounds strange.
So how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a women's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, what time are you looking for around?
So the person making this haircut appointment is not a person. It's a robot, the Google Assistant. Google demoed it at its annual developers conference this week. It's still a ways off from public use, but as KQED's Sam Harnett reports, this leap into artificial intelligence is part of Google's strategy to get into users' homes, where it could gather all kinds of personal data.
You already use Google for search and to send emails. Now Google wants to be in your car, your TV, even on your wrist. They demoed all this at the conference.
So we are launching a new version of the Google Assistant on the watch, right? So on our smartwatches.
To move into our physical space, Google is investing in artificial intelligence. It's trying to create the robot that everyone wants to talk to. With competitors like Siri and Alexa, it won't be easy. San Jose State University engineering professor Ahmed Banafa was at the conference. By looking at the demos, he says, it's clear where Google is headed.
You have to understand that they are really shooting for the Internet of Things.
The Internet of Things, where everything from TVs to fridges is connected to the Internet, and those smart speakers will use to communicate with all these objects. Google wants us to use Google Assistant and for all the objects to run on the new software it just rolled out. Abhishek Nagraj is a professor at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business.
What's going to be more important to them is not so much to control the hardware, but to control the operating system or the software that runs on these things.
That way, Google has the option of collecting data from our smart fridges, lights, TVs, and everything else that ends up getting connected to the web. And remember, data is how Google makes money. Jennifer King researches consumer privacy at Stanford's Law School.
You're starting to look at a world where their reach basically gets into almost every corner of your daily existence.
King says Facebook is Google's only major competitor in this race to gather personal information and monetize it through advertising. Tapping into objects around us could be a way for Google to get a leg up on its rival, although it may creep some customers out.
The more ability they get to draw inferences about every aspect of your life, that's where things start getting, I think, rather uncomfortable.
What if this data falls into the hands of someone you don't want to have it? How could it be used to influence your behavior, to shape who you are? What does it mean to be a human in a world where more and more of life is measured and quantified and recorded, where you can't tell a human from a robot?
Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
I'm Sam Harnett, KQED News.